100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is money. Well, you want to hear what everyone came up with? That would be a great idea. How about I just let y'all listen, and I'll be back when y'all are done having your turn. Okay?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 755 with a prompt of money. Today is October 10th. That's Lawrence's birthday. Happy birthday, Lawrence. It's kind of my 100 Word Story birthday tomorrow. October 11th of 2008 was the first time I submitted to the 100 Word Story Weekly Challenge. And what a great ride it has been since. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert helped Mr. Withybottom explain to the triage nurse how Linoleum Amanda got hurt. She looked up at the group of them like they had all come from a comic con and told them to have a seat. Linoleum Amanda held an ice bag against her head. Mr. Withybottom turned on Bilbert. "You know, we're going to sue your family for expenses and emotional damage." Bilbert swallowed. Okay, well, my family doesn't have a lot of money, but I can start mowing lawns and washing cars to earn what I can. Linoleum Amanda rolled her eyes. "Don't worry, Bilbert. Daddy is such a kidder." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is a story, and it's called Timely Investments. There's nothing noble or altruistic about my time machine project. I've only one objective in mind, and that's to make a huge amount of money. You see, with all the accumulated knowledge of history at my disposal today, I can go back in time and make a few astute investments. Buy a few Van Goghs for pennies and keep them safe. Place accumulator bets on every major sporting event in history and win big time. Buy stocks and shares in Microsoft, Apple, and Walmart before anyone knew who they were. Unfortunately, first I need the money to build the thing. Okay, all done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Just doodle a few things on that piece of paper and you can charge $1 million for it. Just throw in something strange, something mysterious, something unusual. They will buy it. We can pretend we're millionaires, and we can sail around the world. It's not that easy. Come on, don't be like that. Here, a paper and some crayons. Just draw something, anything. I want the money. We can go on a shopping spree, buy jewelry until we drop. Oh, come on, don't be like that. Don't walk away. Don't you dare. I want the money. You can do it. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And the sky is finally gray.
Bye-bye. Stay
not
safe.
From smoke, but with clouds. Hopefully, the gods of weather will dump water on 1.5 million acres of flame. Sometimes we get lucky. End story. Tonight I'm calling my story. Did you know the drummer of Iron Butterfly came from Pekin? U.S. Senator, Senator Everett Dirksen, once said, "A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money." Because he came from Illinois, even as a kid, he was on my radar. He grew up in Pekin, just down the road from where I grew up. He died at 73. As a kid, he seemed so old. Now I'm just 6 years under that. Am I equally so old too? If I make it to 73, good chance my net worth will be a million. A million here, a million there, and pretty soon you're talking real money. That was pretty weird, but so what else is new? Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They tell me that the love of money is the root of all evil. I find that hard to believe, because I'm as evil as they come, and money is of no consequence to me. I aspire to higher goals. For me, it's all about the purity of the act, and money, by its very nature, tends to soil purity in all its forms. Just give me a sharp knife, a quiet location, plenty of time, and a sobbing, pleading victim, and I have everything I love, all in that special moment. Rich or poor, you all bleed the same.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dollar Bill K. A dollar a ball, a dollar a hole, a dollar a pen. After he hung up his shoes, clubs, and cues, he dry cleaned a dollar a shirt. Or he could bring uniforms in by the cart, and he'd charge by the pound. Including the cart, the guy's gotta make a buck. Times were good, until everyone started dropping like flies from the carbon tetrachloride they used. It got him, too. As many times we went there, played with the boxes of lost buttons, maybe breathing that crap fucked me up a little. I never kept any buttons.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories about money, or inspired by money, or just writing, imagining, dreaming, and sharing. How about the topic of the next 100-word stories? Let's see, what's the next weekly challenge? It's going to be Boxer. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for text of the stories if you couldn't understand anything. Although I do need a better set of headphones. Although, this new system that I've got. So I've got the Beats headphones, which are mostly for video conferencing. Don't ask. You've got a USB set of headphones, Logitech's, or are they Plantronics? I'm not sure. And then I end up usually popping in a pair of cheap Amazon Fire earbuds into the Yeti microphone, which sound decent. Imagine that. Amazon got something right, instead of selling other people who get stuff right. Weird. Anyway, that's it. I'm just rambling on. I'll see y'all tomorrow with some goofy stories of mine, and then we'll be back Sunday together. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.